All right, we got a special guest joining us again this week. Gail Arden-Bott, author of Budget Bucks in Your Lap, Become a More Successful Whitetail Hunter Anywhere. Welcome back, Gail.
Thanks, Adam. It's good to be back.
Well, I bet it is, because we got a real special story to tell today. You had quite a week, and it ended up with one heck of a morning this morning, shooting a very big buck in rut today.
I'm still in shock. It was amazing.
And this is not like your first deer you've ever shot of this size. I mean, you've gotten four or five in this general size range, 120 to 140 size buck, right?
Yeah.
I'd say this one's a solid, well, if you count all the broken tines and ballpark it, because I like to do that, I'd say this is a solid 130 class buck.
Yeah. He's a fully mature 4.5-year-old, and he was the one of the ones I was after, and there he came this morning.
Well, we got some pictures. Of course, you can see all of this on our Facebook page, Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show on Facebook. And if you'd like to share this story too, feel free to go to WFXD.com. We're streaming live 24/7 there, as well as the archives of things just like this interview that we're going to get back into right now. Get to the nitty gritty. All right, let's go back a week here now. When you came in and saw us last time, the rut was not quite started yet. It was still pre-rut activity. Bucks were just barely occasionally chasing a doe once in a while. And we've been talking about using this mock scrape method that you've been into for the last 5 years doing research. Tell me a little bit about how everything culminated this week. What changed since we talked last time on the air?
Well, you know, up in the UP, I don't know if people have been in the woods much yet, but our doe population is hurting. We don't have many does. And I was talking to Adam last week, and I was saying how, you know, the rifle hunters are going to have a great season because the bucks are going to be running. They're going to be hitting scrapes. They're trying to do whatever they can to find does. And I told him this year they're going to be on scrapes longer. And I've been having quality bucks on my scrapes still right up until, you know, today. And then this morning it capped everything off. So.
Oh, sure. And last week when you were talking to me, you know, we were talking about how you and many, many other hunters have told us the buck to doe ratio is incredibly out of balance right now. Actually, in favor of more bucks than does. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. All of my scrapes have multiple. I've got mock scrapes all over the place. They have multiple bucks coming to my scrapes. Very few does. I may get one doe coming in my scrape, and I put a comment on my Facebook page for Facebook a little while ago how it's so funny. I've got all these mock scrapes in an area, and they're just being tore up by bucks. There's no does around. So
they're super aggressive this year.
Yeah. So all these bucks think my scrapes are real, and there's does all over the place. Well, there's not.
Let me ask you this, because you've been doing this technique now for how many years, ballpark?
Five.
And 5 years ago, our buck-to-doe ratio was way different than it is today, because our two really, really hard winters hadn't happened yet. Did the system still work back then?
Yeah, it still worked. The only difference in this year is that I'm still getting the quality bucks, and they're still coming in roughly a couple weeks after I put the scrapes in. They get bigger and bigger as the weeks progress. But now, because our doe population is hurting so bad, the bucks are coming to scrapes later in season. They're coming in, rifle season will be here in a few days. They're still coming to scrapes, where normally that tapers off some because
they're chasing. There's so many does to chase.
Yeah. Now there's not the does. They do whatever they can to try to find does.
All right. Let's switch and talk a little bit about creating a mock scrape. And this is one that you actually created, and it didn't even have a real licking branch. You made a mock licking branch along with it?
Nope. This one had had a natural one. In our first interview, it's kind of funny. I talked about pine trees, and with the evergreens up here, there's so many of them, you got to take the needles off. Well, this one, I just happened along by accident. It was an old scrape from years ago. I could tell there had to have been a scrape there, and it was in a nice area. Well, the pine tree had already had most of the needles off, and there was a good tree by it to sit. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to take this joker's scrape over, and that's going to really upset him. And I talk about my book, I'll make many, many scrapes. You'll have one or two during the course of the season that you'll consider your hot scrape, where you're overlapping a core area of a few different big bucks. This happened to be one of those hot scrapes that I considered for this year. There's three, possibly, well, I think there's probably four shooters coming to this one scrape. My other ones are good, but not as good as this one.
And this one, the reason you know it's such a hot scrape and so many, I mean, you actually have evidence from trail cameras.
Oh, I've got hundreds of pictures of three, I forget now, maybe four big bucks for up here anyway, coming to this scrape, many during daylight.
Nice. All right, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk more with you about this in our next Outdoor Report. Tell the folks, first of all, where you can find this.
Well, my book, Budget Bucks in Your Lap, with the subtitle of Become a More Successful Whitetail Hunter Anywhere, is an Amazon exclusive. And I've also got a Facebook page for the book where I've got lots of stories and pictures from, you know, this year that aren't in the book when I published it.
And we actually have a few here now that we can sell them too, right?
There we go. We have some few at the station.
Come to the station and get them off our shopper show. So that's pretty neat. It's a great Christmas present, great stocking stuffer.
Excellent. I highly recommend it for Christmas for everybody.
There you go. Gail, you'll be hanging around with us for our next Outdoor Report coming up later this hour. Thanks for tuning in to the Outdoor Show.